Shooky, disappointing night after the highs of a couple of weeks ago, getting that win. You took an early lead and didn't seem to kick on from there. What's your view of things?
Yeah, look, I actually had a conversation in the hotel, believe it or not, before, and I told the boys we're in a good place at the moment, but there's a big difference between confidence and cocky. And I think by us tonight, we went up 1-0, I thought we could have really took them by the juggler, and I think a bit of cockiness kicked in.
You'd had a few chances. Ryan had a brilliant volley that he set up himself. Shawnee had a shot tipped over the bar. Things were looking good. You got the penalty. And then it all just seemed to fall flat after that.
I said it to the boys and say, gradually you could see us going. Went 1-0, gradually taking the foot off the pedal, where when you have teams like that, you go up 1-0, you have them by the juggler. You keep going. You be aggressive, high intensity all the time, and you take it. But you could see, we thought we were in for an easy night, I think, by the looks of it.
Could you see some of the old mistakes creeping back in, not clearing the ball out of the defence? And of course, that led to the mistake then that was the equalising goal just before half-time of all times to get it.
Yeah, basics. Going back to the basics again, we should have cleared the ball. It was a bad clearance to the edge of the box. The second goal in was a header that should be... We walked down for 20 minutes last night from any ball that comes into the box. You headed away. We headed to the edge of the box to get a shot. Back to the basics again.
And he could have had a third that came off the post, and he seemed to have a lot of time to take that shot.
Yeah, we could have, but it's like that. For me, when you go into these games and you go ahead, the attitude has to be right all the time. You know, I kept saying to them all week in training, you keep high intensity, you keep the right attitude, but you don't lose that. You lose that for a second at this level and it'll come back and bite you.
Were you disappointed, James, with the reaction to the second goal? It was still in the 62nd minute, so there were still the bones of a half an hour to go, and Kerry FC didn't really threaten after that.
No, to be honest, I think we came out second half, we were flat for most of the second half, to be honest. And like I said, it's intensity at this level. You have a lot of good players in there, McKenna, all these players are top players. They don't stop playing, they don't give up. So when you go ahead 1-0, you got to keep going with the right attitude, high intensity. And I'll keep singing that to the players, and this won't happen again.
Obviously, James, there were two sucker punches, the two goals, one before half-time, one a spectacular effort. But with a team that were after an 8-game unbeaten run like you were, would you have been expecting that the powers of recovery for Kerry might have been a bit better?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But that boils down to, again, attitude. Like I keep saying, you're 1-0 up. We should have kept playing right football with a high intensity. Still doing the hard graft and the simple things in the game, but we stopped doing that. We stopped playing, we took the foot off the pedal, and we didn't stay at the intensity that we should be playing.
Is it fair to kind of call it a bit of a reality check then, tonight? I mean, it's a very young side who are still gaining experience in the league. Like, how do you even begin to sort of approach that with them now?
Oh, you just got to keep going. There's a long season there, and I know the players, they're hungry. It's a lesson learned. It's a big lesson learned that when you play at this level, you just don't stop. You can't stop. You can't take the foot off the pedal. We've walked too hard. And I said this to him earlier on as well. We've said this. We're singing it. We've walked too hard to get into these positions to just throw it out the window. Then you have to be hungry all the time. And look, we'll get back in like we always do in training next week. Walk hard. Have a big game out and break to turn things around.
There was a little bit of surprise that the players that came off in the triple substitution, sort of Kevin Ryan in particular, any injuries there, or is it just a case of...
Personnel just changed. We felt we needed to freshen up a bit, and the way things are now with the bench, it's gone so strong with players back in. If you're not doing the job, really, that's what's going to happen.
How important tonight was it to have Sean, Kennedy and Nathan back in the squad? Now it's just really Valeri that's missing to have a full squad.
Yeah, I was just saying that as well. It's great to have them all back in, and Valeri's back next week. He should be back in training. So, well, not even back in. He's like a new signing, really. So next week is his first week with us. And no, it's looking good. The squad is looking very strong. But look, the big thing for me is I'm realistic about the game. Tonight is a big learning curve for us, that when you go against these teams, when you go up 1-0, you've got to keep going, high intensity with the right attitude.